Detective Sergeant Dana Cole and Sergeant David Alley have been appointed to lead the new LGBTQ liaison initiative from the Bloomington Police Department. According to a press release, the LGBTQ liaison program is meant to foster positive relationships and build communication between the police department and the LGBTQ community. Earlier today, Assistant News Director Sarah Vaughn spoke with Sergeant Cole about the liaison program for today's community report.
This is Sarah Vaughn reporting for WFHB. I'm speaking with Detective Sergeant Dana Cole, who's part of the newly established LGBTQ liaison program. Sergeant Cole, can you tell us why create a liaison program?
Well, I actually had brought this up to the administration earlier this year, and you know, with Bloomington having a large population of LGBT individuals, I felt that, you know, looking at other larger police departments around the country that have programs like this, that, you know, this is something that Bloomington definitely should be a part of in the police department. And, you know, as myself being a member of this community, you know, I started talking with the administration about the creation of this. And so it's been in the works for quite a while, and we actually got to the point to release and announce it now.
How many gay or lesbian police officers does the Bloomington Police Department currently employ?
Currently, I think there's 7 lesbian or gay officers that are open that we know about. So, you know, we have a 100-man department. So, you know, that's pretty good statistics for a police department.
Have you seen an increase in hate crimes against gays, lesbians, and trans people in Bloomington?
I have not. You know, I've been a part of the Bloomington Police Department now for 12 years, and that's actually something that drew me to this community. I didn't grow up here in Bloomington, but I lived in northern Indiana, and researching, I found that, you know, Bloomington is probably the most open and accepting community in this state. And, you know, as being a gay police officer, that's one of the factors that drew me here to the Bloomington Police Department.
What are the main concerns of the LGBTQ community, and what programs or resources do you hope to be able to extend to them?
Well, you know, starting out here, we're going to reach out to the local groups. We've actually been in contact with the Bloomington Pride group, and we're planning on having a booth at the Pride Summerfest coming up. And then, you know, one of the things that we're going to offer during the Summerfest is we're going to have probably about a 45-minute to an hour self-defense seminar, where some of our instructors from the police department will be giving instructions on how to defend yourself. And then we're just looking to make contact with the other groups around town. I know that IU has a campus pride, so we're going to, you know, reach out to them and, you know, try to go to some of their student meetings and just be available to hear any concerns or complaints that the community has. And then, you know, basically we want to be a resource and also foster a better relationship. I wouldn't say there's any type of bad relationship, but there's definitely a need to create a stronger relationship with the LGBT community.
If someone from the LGBT community has a complaint about an interaction they've had with the police, how is that handled?
Any member of the community, if they have a complaint, they can call in and talk with a supervisor, and we actually have a complaint process that they can, you know, file a complaint, and it's looked at by the administration. Also, with the creation of the liaison program here, you know, if there is a member of the LGBT community that would prefer to talk to a gay or lesbian officer, that can be arranged.
What background or experience do you and Sergeant Alley have that make you a good fit for this liaison role?
You know, Sergeant Alley and myself both are gay males in this community. Both have lived here for numerous years, and, you know, we have got an extensive network of friends in the LGBT community already. So I think that, understanding what members of the LGBT community go through. You know, I've grew up in northern Indiana, and, you know, I can say that working in another police department, that, you know, it's not always the most friendly atmosphere, and it's not open, and that's something that, you know, we try. The Bloomington Police Department does an excellent job. I mean, like I said, you know, we have a large, open, gay and lesbian police officers force here, and, you know, I have never had an issue with anybody within the department treating me differently. And I think that's something that, you know, we want to extend to the community, is to bridge that gap and make it more comfortable for members of the LGB community to interact with the police department. And then, you know, I also have goals of, you know, getting members of the community to come in and do some diversity training for the officers. So it's going to work both ways. You know, the community is going to help the police department, and hopefully, you know, we will be able to help the community also.
Have you yourself experienced any kind of harassment or discrimination because of your status as a gay police officer or a gay male somewhere outside of Bloomington, like when you were living in other parts of the state?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I definitely, you know, as a young college student in northern Indiana, you know, I wasn't always open and as free with my sexuality as I am now. And, you know, entering the police field, you know, individuals had found out, coworkers had found out that I was a gay male and had made comments and stuff and, you know, made it uncomfortable for me. So, yes, I have had that in the police field outside of Bloomington. And, you know, that's something for me that I definitely want to, if I can, across the state, make young gay and lesbian officers feel comfortable and be open and be proud about who they are and not have coworkers, you know, intimidate them.
Do you feel that having LGBTQ officers, that the LGBT community will feel more comfortable in reporting crimes when they happen?
Yeah, I do feel that, you know, as time goes on and we foster a good relationship with the community, I think that in return, where individuals now don't feel comfortable coming forward and reporting that, I think once they know that, you know, the Bloomington Police Department has a number of LGBT officers and that we are making an effort to have a more positive relationship with the community, I think that's going to in turn make individuals feel more comfortable to come forward to report crimes that have been committed against them, because there's for sure crimes, harassment, and hate crimes that are occurring in Bloomington, but I think a large portion of those are being underreported.
This is Sarah Vaughn for WFHB, speaking with Detective Sergeant Dana Cole about the newly created LGBTQ liaison program in the Bloomington Police Department.